Hello.
Hey, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes, how are you?
Good. This is Zach. You had filled out a form on my website about your house on Grinnell Court. I'm familiar with the house. That house that is.
I'm sorry, you broke up. You said familiar with the house, and I lost you.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the house. I have houses in that area. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm at work right now, so I just got you on speakerphone in front of me.
Okay. Yeah, well, I have houses right around that Chippenham Hospital
Oh,
area.
nice.
Yeah. So, you fill out a form. What do you mind if I ask you what's going on?
No, I'm just I was trying to move further out into like maybe Powhatan area. Just to get some spots for my dogs to run around, because I also just don't like living in Chesterfield anymore. And so I'm just trying to sell, see what's up, see
Gotcha.
what the options are out there, see what my options are.
Sure. Not enough land for you.
No, I mean, also, like, I grew up in that house and I bought it from parents. And I think I'm just ready to go somewhere my entire life in the exact same house.
Sure. Now, is it just you in the house?
So my ex-wife is on the mortgage right now. Planned on refinancing or selling. She doesn't want anything to do with it. So right now it is just me that lives there. I get my kids.
Okay. Have you updated it since it was built or no?
Basic stuff like painting, doing, I put hardwood throughout the house. We're not hardwood, but like vinyl flooring that looks like hardwood.
Yeah, the vinyl plank.
Yeah, I mean, updated appliances. That's pretty much it. I haven't done any substitutions. It's got a new roof was put on it about 10 years ago. And let's see. See, that's kind of a hard question because some of this renovation was done when I was before I was the owner. It was just my parents. So I
Yeah.
personally haven't done anything to it except for put like hardwood vinyl planking in the master bedroom, old paint job.
Sure. Where would you rate the house for 1 out of 10? Condition wise.
Probably about a 7. There's an issue with the subfloor in the kitchen just because it had been the original subfloor for so long. So I just replaced that and then re-tiled the kitchen floor.
Sure.
So, I mean, it'd probably go up to like maybe an 8 point if I just went back through and just repainted. Because right now, I mean, it's lived in. General,
Sure.
just like
And
scuff marks from having kids running around.
yeah, so just some touch up paint. And you said
Yeah.
y'all did a refinance.
We have to find now.
Is that what
I'm
you?
gonna. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I was seeing here on 2022, it looks like it was sold for 246.
Yeah, that's when I bought it.
Okay. Understood. And then you, I guess, and I know this is a personal question, so you can tell me to stop, but is that kind of around or a little bit after when you and your wife separated?
No,
A
that
little
so we
after
lived
that?
there. We lived there for about a year, and then I joined the army, and she was like, "I'm out," even though it was just reserves. So we bought the house when we were together, and then she like just dipped.
Okay.
So like she
Okay.
doesn't live there. She doesn't want anything to do with it. She's trying to wash her hands of it because it's right now. it's like in a way hindering her from living elsewhere. She's staying with family, so it's showing up. She's on a mortgage somewhere that's making her not attractive candidate for apartments.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Understand that. And, I mean, you know, you bought it, you know, 2 years ago. It's not... Okay. I mean, what... You know, when you do move, you know, if you are, you know, come to a situation where you'd like to and it makes sense for you, I mean, what's your goal out of this thing? I mean, you only bought it 2 years ago, you know, prices don't change that much.
I think the last time I checked on Zillow or something like that, the current estimated market value was like 302.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all new goal is to just kind of do like a one-for-one swap. I just don't want to live in Chesterfield in a house that I grew up in that my ex-wife and I bought for various reasons.
Yeah.
So
completely understandable.
Now, I mean, ideally, I'm not trying to sell and just go live in an apartment. I'd like to, you know, sell it for a house because I got to make it make sense financially.
Sure.
So,
are you opposed to, you know, all options? I'm just putting all options on the table because we deal with this a lot from people. You know, are you opposed to going to an apartment first and then doing that? Or are you set in stone on having to have that, you know, next place?
It's gonna have to be house because I do have kids and dogs and enough stuff to fill up a house right now. So I understand it makes it a lot easier to sell when the house is uninhabited. But I would like to avoid going to an apartment because that almost doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Because that's like I'm just downsizing and then paying for an apartment that's probably going to cost more than my current mortgage as well as a storage unit.
Sure. Makes sense. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you definitely know that you want to sell and get rid of it. But you also, you
yeah.
need, you know, a new house in the process.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at.
So, and, you know, when you say even swap, do you own this house free and clear? Did you already pay for the no?
No, I'm paying it off. I still owe money on it. It'd be nice if I had it free and clear, but I don't.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Okay. And how much are you paying there?
So right now I'm paying $1,550.
$1,550.
Which is pretty good. And in comparison to other people.
And about how much do you owe left on your mortgage?
I don't have that number off the top of my head. I mean, I've only been there for like 2 years.
Okay.
So I'd imagine it's going to be probably still over 200.
1550, you said?
Yeah. And that's after the new tax rate. It was 1640. When it started, it was 1497, went to 1640, now it's 1550. It's been kind of unstable.
Yeah, you have an arm. You have an adjustable rate, don't you?
And it should be a 30-year fix, but I think
okay.
It's like taxes and insurance that's kind of messing with it.
Okay. And then do you know what your interest rate is?
I think it's 4.75%.
That's not bad.
No, I mean, ultimately, I got it right before the prices went through the roof.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, we can definitely work with you and figure this out. We work with people all the time where we buy their house and then we help them find their new location on the next step.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we would structure it.
Yeah, ultimately, I'd like to – this is the very first contact I've made this at all in any direction.
Yep.
So, like, that being said, I guess really what I'm kind of seeing right now is, like, ballpark offers, if that makes sense, to see how much, it actually is worth, what it is that I should expect. Because, I mean, I can see Zillow and I can see all of that.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to investors, they're not going to be, you know, they're not going to pay you $300,000 for your house.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. But I would like to see, like, what is the generalized offer for it? Because I have to make it make sense financially. Yeah.
They're going to be probably around $200,000. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, and that's going to be a no go. Sure, it's less than what I owe on it. So that's just,
yeah.
I would rather just beat in lieu at that point, just give it to the bank.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that's just what a general investor would do. I'm seasoned. We've been in the industry for a long time. So, you know, we can make it make sense on paper and, you know, in actuality for you. But, you know, what would your price range be for a new one? You know, I mean, your payment's going to go up. You know, rates are different. I mean, are you sure you want to move?
Well, the idea of moving is an attractive concept.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I am aware of the current state of the market right now. So, like I said, this wasn't really kind of like a immediate, like, my heart's set on it. I got to go. To be honest with you, I was expecting an email. I didn't think you were going to call me.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm trying to feel it out and actually go out into, like, the world and kind of explore what my options are. See what the rates are, see how much my house is kind of worth, what I can do to go from here to there, and, like, everything in between. So, like, moving does sound nice, but it's not, like, it's, you know, keeping me up at night, and I can't sleep unless I move.
Right. Well, you said it best, man. I mean, it's not keeping you up at night. You don't have to go anywhere if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll say, you'll waste your time talking with, you know, other investors. I mean, that's just the truth. You know, I'm not really here to tell you anything that you want to hear, per se. I mean, I'm just going to tell you the truth. And it is what it is, man. You know, just that's just the kind of the market of investors, you know.
No, I mean, I get it.
Any reason why you wouldn't want to sell at retail?
What, like Long and Foster, something like that?
Or, you know, like a realtor like us in general? I mean, we're investors and realtors.
Well, hey, actually, I'm going to give you a call back.
Sure.
All right. Thanks.
No problem.